smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You're beautiful as you feel, and I always say when I walk in the studio on a Thursday morning and Christina Leavenworth is here, it's beautiful inside and out. She's the best realtor, they say, in Pensacola, and she is here representing Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team, and they are affiliated with Leavenrinke Realty. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Beautiful girl.
Doing? Oh, thank you.
I'm doing pretty good. It's Thursday. It's weekend eve. Friday
yes.
Eve. I'm almost there, so it's all good.
Well, it's extra beautiful in here today because
yes,
we're
is.
Joined with Jessica Ford with FD Build. And I always love to say, like, ugly costs the same as pretty. And they make the prettiest homes. They really do.
Really? Okay.
The next level. And if you don't know much about FD Build, Jessica, tell them a little bit about what you guys do.
Now, wait a minute. Before we go there, is there a reason that they're better, more beautiful that you might have expressed earlier?
Okay. So I hope no one out there is going to get mad at me. And you can text Meg if you are.
Just get mad at
me. But it's a woman-owned, you know, home company.
Thank you.
And she has really great taste. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, my husband all day long will say, girls can sometimes just do things better. And again, men can do some things better as well.
That's true.
Girl, and she runs a tight ship. They mm-hmm. actually build on time, which is like,
wow.
It's a weird anomaly. And they're so pretty, and it's a semi-custom experience. So,
okay.
Yes, it's a girl-run, like, home company. It's the coolest thing.
I love girl power. All right, Jess.
Oh, thank you guys so much. So FD Build, we're a local family-owned business. It's me and my dad, my biggest fan my whole life. He's an engineer. I'm a certified contractor. And we bridge the gap between production and custom homes. So we're in the semi-custom market. We have our own floor plans. We have tons of features and finishes where you get to come in and pick and be part of the process. Without sacrificing the timeline and the cost, so we can still be in that affordable price range. So
that's wonderful.
We just love our buyers. And yes, I love the girl power. I do think that, you know, obviously females in this industry, we're underrepresented, which is a shame. But two, we have a special skill set when it comes to building homes. And in our day and age now where we have technology and different things, we can do a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so people understand, again, there's a lot of different builders out there, and I'm mm-hmm. not going to knock any of them. It's just different products.
Of course.
But if you bought
course.
Like a D.R. Horton or an Adams home, you don't get to choose, in most cases, your paint color, your mm-hmm. floor color, your cabinets, or any of that. You're kind of just stuck with what you see. And that's how they work, because they're trying to kind of, you know, get them done quickly, and they have to make decisions.
They kind of have a style of their own, too, don't they?
Sort
of a signature of the type of homes they build.
They do, and they know what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica has curated, like, tile choices that are all absolutely beautiful. Cabinet colored choices.
Nice.
That sort of thing. And back in the day, other builders would let you do that, but it slowed things down.
Mm-hmm.
But Jessica has created systems where things can still stay on track, and you get this, like, semi-custom experience where it's the colors you like.
Oh, I love that. I think that's great.
The light textures you like.
Yeah.
Even though everything she picks out is beautiful, maybe you hate gold. Maybe mm-hmm. you're like, I just hate gold finishes mm-hmm. or whatnot. She has plenty of options for you, which is really cool. And it's affordable. That's what's the, like, biggest thing, too.
Okay. We have a great team here this morning with us, from Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. And Jessica Ford is here with FD Builds. So if you have some questions for them, now is the time to text it on in at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning.
Yeah. And a lot of times people are asking building questions.
Mm-hmm.
I can't answer.
Okay,
I stay
now
in
is
my
the
lane.
Time.
Jessica knows all things. She knows everything about that. And before the show started, we were talking about how a lot of people think they want to build a custom home.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you learn about how much it's going to cost you and how long it's going to take, and you also have to outlay a lot of cash up front.
Right.
In the time, they go, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. It's always going to take twice as long and sometimes cost twice as much. Whereas, again, doing this is such a better way to do it.
Okay, so Jessica, I'm kind of curious. Can you talk about, let's say, as a potential home owner and a person that decides, you know what, at this stage of my life, I want to build my own home. So I contact you. What is the process? Like, how would I even get started? If that was my dream and maybe I have the financial ability to do it, how would I even get started? What would I contact you? Do you sit down and talk to me? Do you have a home already ready and we go in and custom it? How does all that work?
Yeah, so a lot of people start at our website. Our website is updated with a dashboard that's connected to our project management system, so it's live, so you can see kind of our updated inventory, what we have coming up sometimes. Uh-huh.
What is the website?
It's www.fdbuilds.com.
Oh, that's easy. Mm-hmm. I can remember that.
So Christina's team's integrated with it, where when something goes under contract, they can update that. So it's live, and it's a good place to see our floor plans, too, because mm-hmm. we're not fully custom builders. I want that mm-hmm. to be clear. Like, people call us all the time, and they're like, hey, I want to go build this floor plan. They have a sketch on my lot. That's not what we do.
Okay.
We really niched down to the semi-custom market. We build our plans. Now, we will build on your lot.
Okay, that was my question. What's the process?
Yeah. We have a great process for that. They start off on our website, put in the address, or contact one of our realtor partners to get started.
Okay, so if you have your own lot, they could work with you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Or if they want to find their own lot, and Jessica's always finding land as well. So
oh, good, okay.
She knows, she goes, ooh, okay, maybe I have something in the pipeline mm-hmm. that will work for them. And with that, they can give you a ballpark going, okay, this is what you're in. Their floor plans are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't even know why you'd want to do anything different, because the floor plans are great. Mm-hmm. And then, but there's a lot of factors in that with their own lot.
Of
like,
course.
Is it going to need septic, utilities, the land development? So they'll give you a ballpark. And mm-hmm. then if it's something that you really want to strongly consider, we'll work with them and talk about the next steps.
Yeah, those are the things that I don't know very much about, which can be intimidating, even though you may have the resources to go forward.
Yeah, and honestly, it's not bad when you're going the semi-custom route mm-hmm. versus going that whole custom build. Because again, they've already had it figured out. They
right.
have everything. They're like, they're dealing with permits. They're dealing with all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, depending whether you're doing one that's already under construction or you have your own lot, I mean, for VA buyers and USDA, a lot of times mm-hmm. you can get one of their homes at the end of the day for zero down, if that's what their financing allows.
Okay. We've got a question coming in from one of our listeners. Where do you build, in what counties?
So right now we're building in Santa Rosa and Escambia counties.
Okay, Escambia and Santa Rosa. Okay, got another question. What is your service? Oh, hello. Same
hello.
Question. What is your service area? Just came in right on both questions. Great minds think alike.
Absolutely. And I really encourage going to their website and seeing what we're talking about, because it's kind of hard to describe, but they use like custom wood beams that are sourced straight from Milton mm-hmm. that are very signature and very, very pretty. And I've even posted on my social media some of their homes that were in the parade of homes.
Uh-huh.
And so you can see it. And
oh,
again,
that's good.
The color selection is just so tasteful and beautiful. But they have homes in Navarre. They have homes, you know, out in Pace, Pensacola, all over Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. But Jessica is actually doing the dream home for Parade of Homes next year. And
really?
She's really excited about
wow,
it.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yeah, it's a credible opportunity. We've known about it for a little while, but we couldn't announce it until recently. So we just made our big announcement, and the support that has been shown through our building community already is phenomenal. So I can't really share too much about it, but you guys definitely want to follow along. It's going to be definitely the biggest project of 2027
wow.
in the building industry.
Yeah.
That's okay, so do you need someone to live in the home just to make sure everything works? And
Meg, we can maybe work
that
out
for
you.
I could be your spokesperson.
Yes.
I'd be happy to be
I think Christina could get you a contract.
Yes, I
think we could talk
about
that.
Where is it?
Yeah.
You heard it first right here
yes.
on Pep Talk. So the person that asked about the service area, kind of elaborate a little more. Is it Pensacola area only, or out towards Tiger Point, Navarre, and other directions, Perdido, Molino, Beulah? Thanks.
I love these questions.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Yeah. Anywhere in Santa Rosa or Escambia County. Now, if it's we build our own homes and sell those. So sometimes we have finished inventory. Sometimes we have inventory that's just starting that you can get in on early and make all your selections on. When it comes to build on your own lot, you know, we are subject to what location it is. If it's like maybe on the outskirts of the county where we're not building anything else, we may have to consider that. But mostly anywhere in Santa Rosa or Scambia County, we're building.
Okay, yeah. We just got a lovely comment that just came in. If you've got a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. No questions, just want to agree. Jessica Ford is a great builder that builds beautiful quality homes, which is just a byproduct of her being a great person and actually caring about others. I cannot recommend her enough. Signed, Will Snow.
Oh, that's so sweet. Jessica's tearing up. I love it.
Glad to know people are listening.
Of course. And we need that feedback sometimes. Well, but for me, especially being having lived here locally for so long, I will ask around. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will find out what is the word on the street, so to speak. Is this person credible? Do they have a good reputation? Are they trustworthy? Do they care? Are they going to start the project? And good luck. Hope you work it out, Meg. You know, I don't want that. So that's a great testimony. So thanks for sending that in.
Well, their, you know, motto is homes with heart. And that's kind of how they do their business. Talk a little bit about that, Jessica.
Yeah, so homes with heart and what it means to us is kind of twofold. One, any home that we are building, I feel like we should put our heart into it. And that's where you see some of that heart come out through some of our finishes, like the custom woodworking that we do in each home. And then two, just what represents heart to the family that's living in there. These are houses, but really at the end of the day, it's the people that are living in them that matter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll put Bible verses on the studs and different things like that, which is so special. And that's kind of how we run our business too, where mm-hmm. we take such responsibility in being a part of this journey with someone where they're going to be spending their Christmas mornings, where might be bringing that new baby home and doing that. And so sometimes when you're working with some of the big box builders, you're limited because it's more corporate.
Right.
And again, I don't want to talk bad about anyone. It's just different products.
Sure.
I love this where it's like, yeah, like we could write a Bible verse on it. Let's go. Like that's so fun and that sort of thing.
Well, home is where the heart is, right?
Yeah.
So that's a little corny, but it is so true. It is so true. Okay. If you have a question, we're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty. And Jessica Ford is here with us as her guest with FD Builds. So excited to hear about their process. If you've got a question or a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, and also, you know, FD Builds, we work with lender partners. So if you're moving forward, well, they'll give you 1% toward your closing costs, that sort mm-hmm. of thing. So we have a lot of like great options out there as well.
Okay. So what, Christina, is happening in the market right now? It's been hot. Do people look at homes when it's this hot?
They do. They do. Believe it or not, we still have a lot of people moving here.
True. Yes,
and when you look at Florida overall, you know, we're still one of the more affordable areas. Pensacola's gotten such great press as far as, you know, Best Beach, Navarre mm-hmm. came up as well. And we get those calls every day coming in saying, yeah, like life is short. We're moving to the beach. And doing that. So, I mean, we've been busy, and I feel like I often feel like that might not be the entire market. Mm-hmm. It might just be us, and I try to give that caveat when we're saying that. But we stay busy. It's typically a lull when kids go back to school, and then it picks
makes
back
sense.
Up. So if you're thinking about getting your home on the market in the spring, now's the time to talk to us so we can walk you through that and you're not stressed out.
Right. Well, talk a little bit about the team at Leavenworth.
My team's phenomenal. And just like Jessica, just people that realize this extreme responsibility we've been given as far as like it's someone's most valuable asset. And not just mm-hmm. that, it's where they're going to make their memories. So all full-time agents that are ready to help you. Because when you want to see houses, you want to go. Yeah. You're ready. You got that pre-approval. You're hearing about how pretty Jessica's homes are.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, let's go and see them now.
Yeah.
And to do that well, one person can't do it. So having other people that I've trained mm-hmm. that are absolutely phenomenal.
So what is the best way for folks to get in touch with
it's
you?
It's so easy. Just Google us, Christina Leavenworth. But 850-378-1260. Just put that in a speed dial on your phone. And we just want to be your realtor partner. If you have any questions, if you're like, I'm doing a renovation, should I do this or that? We're happy to help. Like, we honestly just lead with service, and it always comes back to you. And they're like, I'm sorry I'm wasting your time. You're not wasting our time. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to tell your friends how much you love us.
Right.
It's all good. It's all good.
Well, you've mentioned before, and I'll bring it up again because it's so important, and I don't hear it often, but you're willing to sit down and give someone a consultation and come up with a game plan because they may not be ready to buy right now.
100%.
But you can come up with and say, okay, here's what you need to do. You might run their background for their finance and go, okay, here's what you need to do to get that score a little bit higher. There are things you can do to
prepare. And we sit down with the lender. Like if they do a buyer consultation, we have the lender there.
Oh, okay.
We stay in our lane. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their credit is, but we have that lender there because the worst thing is to go shopping and you're, you know, looking at homes you can't afford.
Correct.
And then you get your hopes up and it doesn't work out for you. So we just talk them through the entire process and we hold their hand. And I hate it when people say, like, I'm going to have so many dumb questions. There's no such thing as dumb questions.
It's an intimidating thing when you haven't bought a home before. If you've been a renter most of your life, you're coming out of college, maybe you just got married. I mean, and it's the market changes all the time. Excuse me. We hear things in the news. This is changing. And
yeah.
So it is for you. You
Real
are an
estate
expert
is
at
local,
it,
so don't pay attention to things happening in other areas because it's very local. But we really hold their hand, and I love questions.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it. And the more questions they ask, the more educated they are. Like, you know, hey, what is, tell me about taxes. Explain that to me. Like, mm-hmm. explain what a septic tank is. Explain those things. And we love to go, ooh, yeah, we know the answer. And if we don't, we'll go and get it. We'll say, ooh, that's a new one. I don't know that. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. And getting pre-qualified makes the whole process a lot easier, doesn't it?
I mean, and it really is kind of required these days because mm-hmm. if you're, you know, showing your allowing your home to be shown and you had to get out of there, you got your dog out of there, your kid out of there, you're, you know, stressed out, and then someone's bringing in someone who's not pre-approved, that's not cool.
Right.
It's not cool because, you know, it's a waste of your time.
Right.
So most realtors, they'll, you know, talk you through it. But mm-hmm. if someone's serious, they're going to get pre-approved. They're going to want to know what their payment looks like.
Right. Okay. We're talking real estate this morning with Christina Leavenworth and her guest, Jessica Ford, who is with FD Builds, 850-437-1620. So Jessica, you mentioned that your father was the owner of this business initially.
No, he has actually an engineer and has a separate engineering business.
Oh, I see. Okay, I misunderstood.
Yeah, so I was...
I guess my question is, how did you get into this industry?
It's an interesting story, actually.
Yeah.
So I was by trade, I'm a labor and delivery nurse. I went to University
of
Florida.
The record player just went,
Yeah.
That's a switch.
Go Gators. I have to throw that out there.
Oh, nope. go Dogs. Nope.
Yeah. So anyway, I had a passion for nursing. Went through, got my degree. Did labor and delivery. Absolutely loved it.
Wow.
Did travel nursing for 6 years, mostly in California. And I had an opportunity come up. For some land that was for sale. And I had started getting into real estate investing. I had bought like a beach condo and another house over in Gainesville to do Airbnbs with. And this opportunity to buy this land, I thought naively, I said, Dad, this is 5 lots that she's selling. Maybe we could find, a contractor maybe is what it's called, to build houses for us. You should know some. You're an engineer, right?
Right.
Well, full circle, I started looking at houses in the area to see, well, what would we build if we did hire a contractor? And so the area that I was building was going to be, more affordable housing needed there. So I was looking at the production builders, and I was disappointed in what I saw. Yeah,
it was like, get you motivated.
And I'm from Pace. I grew up, born and raised. You know, this is my community. So I was really disappointed that there was not any choices for me either when I wanted to come back. I'm like, this is a house I can afford, you know? So anyway, it just sparked a passion in me. We curated a house and kind of features and finishes list of things that I would want in my house. We built the first one. I actually moved into it.
Oh, how cool is that?
Made sure it lived well.
Yeah.
And we built just that one house 1 year. I got my contractor's license, was like all in. Did nursing and contracting at the same time for 3 years straight.
Wow.
And finally was like, I gotta give the nursing up to focus on this full time because this is hugely impactful of what we're doing. And then last year we hit our 100th home build.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Wow.
And this year we'll build 75.
Wow.
So I'm marching to 100 homes in a year in our area, which means 100 families.
That's,
you know,
incredible.
In our
homes. Okay, so I was kind of laughing about how you went from one to the other, but the truth is, when you think about labor and delivery, that's new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
When you give somebody a home, it's new beginnings for a family and for their sense of self-worth and self-esteem and the investment in their family and their future. So makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
My nursing background has served me so well in the building industry. I mean, I come from an environment where if you didn't document it, it wasn't done. So when I came into the building industry and everybody's running off paper and no schedules and and this is how he did it, I'm like, no, we need evidence-based practice. I want a documentation system. Like, we want purposeful pictures of as we're building. And so even from the beginning, when I didn't need it, we created this system around building that really wasn't there before. And it was just by dumb luck of me saying, I have to have it because this is what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. So it's God had a plan for my life. He put me through nursing for a reason.
Clearly it's working if you did 100 homes this year. Clearly the system that you've devised is working well for you.
And we're constantly trying to improve it. I mean, it's just one of those things. We're trying to make a better experience for our buyers, for our realtor partners, everything. So we really do stand behind trying to make it home building a fun, easy, non-confusing process.
Okay. Well, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. Our experts are Christina Leavenworth and Jessica Ford with FD Builds. Jessica, for someone maybe that just joined us, where is your website? How can they find out more about the look of your homes? And did you have any recent homes in the parade of homes most recently?
Yes, we did. We actually had 6 homes in the parade. We actually won 6 awards, which we were super proud and humbled by. Mm-hmm. We never take it for granted, and we just love that we were able to do that. And I'm so proud of my team too for doing that. But we had 6 homes. We had 6 different floor plans.
And I believe you can still look at a digital copy of the magazine, right?
You
can. It's still on there. So you can
some of those homes are still on the market. So call 850-378-1260 and we will give you a tour of these gorgeous homes. There's some in Cantonment, some in Navarre.
Okay. All right. And a listener just said, what's her name again? And what organization is she with?
Jessica Ford and FD Builds.
FDBuilds.com.
Father,
Jessica
daughter,
Ford.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm going to go. When I get off the air, I'm going to go take a look.
No, they're really pretty. How much time do we have?
About 2.5 minutes.
So, Jessica, what are some of the trends you're seeing right now in home building that you love?
That's a good question. So we saw a ton of great trends when we went through Parade of Homes. We actually went to, obviously we do our own, but I think what I'm seeing now is a lot of people starting to pay attention to colors, you said, and those complementing colors, and some of the tile that's coming back, like the penny round. A lot of people are choosing our penny round tiles for their flooring and their shower. So we give options for our showers, and then the wood cabinets are coming back.
Oh, really?
Seeing that come back.
I've always liked
wood
cabinets.
Yeah, but it's like a good color wood these days. It's not that like orangey cherry that people were doing back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like beautiful. It's like oak. It's so pretty.
Okay, that sounds good.
But you're seeing it where like Jessica, she had where the island was like light blue and then she had the oak and I think white up top.
Oh,
and
nice.
It just all really went well together.
Very nice.
And Jessica has like a designer also on her staff. If you're like, I don't know how to do this, they can go bada bing, bada boom and just help you do it real quick and it's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, I love that.
And that's huge. That is huge. And for resale, that makes a really big difference. Like a pretty home is so much easier to sell.
Oh, no question.
Same home next door to each other. One had nice finishes. The other one didn't. There's a big difference in price there.
Very interesting. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show this morning to hear all about FD Builds. If you go to fdbuilds.com, you can get more information there. And Christina, how do we get in touch with you and just talk a bit about all the services you provide?
Oh, we do it all, y'all. We help people buy, sell. And the easiest way is just to contact us. Just Google Christina Leavenworth. Or you can go to bestrealtorsinpensacola.com or christinaleavenworth.com. Not a secret realtor here. Phone number 850-378-1260. We just want to be on your speed dial anytime you need help or any of your friends need help.
Right. We have 2 experts in the house this morning, and it's just so interesting to hear their side of the business. I happen to have a bias here. I think it's wonderful to see 2 strong women who are leading in their fields, which is just great. And I'm just proud of both of you. So congratulations on your success.
Thank you, Meg.
Okay,
thank you.
One more time, your websites.
FDBuilds.com. And ChristinaLeavenworth.com.
Okay. Jessica Ford, thank you so much for coming in this morning. You got to come back and give us an update.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can check out her work at Parade of Homes. There's still some of the houses there. Christina Leavenworth, Leavenworth team at Levin Ranke Realty. Great to have you on the show. Thank you, guys. This is Pep Talk.